Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 28, Shad Aishvarya, Ashta Siddhi, and Ashta Guna. Sayad Ajayatu Ajam, Anushayita Gunangsha Jusham, Bhajati Sarupatang Tad Anumritum Apeta Bhaga, Twam Uta Jahasitam, Ahir Iva Tvacham Ata Bhago, Mahasi Mahiya Seshta Gunite Parameya Bhaga. The personified Vedas continue to say that the Supersoul and the individual soul, or Paramatma and Jivaatma, cannot be equal in any circumstance, although both of them are sitting within the same body, like two birds sitting in the same tree. As declared in the Vedas, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Samanang Vrikshang Parishas Vajate Tayor Anya Pipalang Svadvati Anashna Nanyo Vichakashiti. These two birds, although sitting as friends, are not equal. One is simply a witness. This bird is the Paramatma or Supersoul, and the other bird is eating the fruit of the tree, and that is the Jivaatma. When there is cosmic manifestation, the Jivaatma or the individual soul appears in the creation in different forms according to one's previous fruitive activities. And due to one's long forgetfulness of real existence, one identifies him or herself with a particular form awarded to one by the laws of material nature. After assuming a material form, he or she becomes subjected to the three material modes of nature and acts accordingly to continue one's existence in the material world. And while enwrapped in such ignorance, one's natural opulences, although existing in minute quantity, are almost extinct. The opulences of the Supersoul, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, are not diminished, although Krishna appears in this material world. Krishna maintains all opulences and perfections in full, and yet keeps himself apart from all the tribulations of this material world. The conditioned soul becomes entrapped in the material world, whereas the Supersoul, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, leaves it without affection, just as a snake sheds its skin. The distinction between the Supersoul and the conditioned individual soul is that the Supersoul, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, maintains his natural opulences known as Shad Aishvarya, Ashta Siddhi, Ashta Guna. But because of their poor fund of knowledge, the Mayavadi philosophers forget the fact that Krishna is always full of six opulences, eight transcendental qualities, and eight kinds of perfection. The six opulences are that no one is greater than Krishna in wealth, strength, beauty, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. The first of Krishna's eight transcendental qualities is that Krishna is always untouched by the contamination of material existence. This is also mentioned in the Ishopanishad, Apapa Vidham. Just as the sun is never polluted by any contamination, the Supreme Lord is never polluted by any sinful activity. And similarly, although Krishna's actions might sometimes seem to be impious, Krishna is never polluted by such actions. The second transcendental quality is that Krishna never dies. In Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Krishna informs Arjuna, Bahuni me vyatitani, Janmani tavacharjuna, Tanyahang Veda Sarvani, Nathvang Veta Parantapa. Both Krishna and Arjuna had many appearances in this material world, but Krishna alone remembers all such activities, past, present, and future. This means that Krishna never dies, as forgetfulness is due to death. As we die, we change the body. That is forgetfulness. Krishna, however, is never forgetful. Krishna can remember everything that has happened in the past. Otherwise, how could Krishna remember that he first taught the Bhagavad Gita yoga system to the sun god Vibhisvan? Therefore, Krishna never dies. Nor does Krishna ever become an old man. Although Krishna was a great-grandfather when he appeared on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna did not appear as an old man. Number one, Krishna cannot be polluted by any sinful activity. Number two, Krishna never dies. Number three, Krishna never becomes old. Number four, Krishna never becomes subjected to any lamentation. Number five, Krishna is never hungry. Number six, Krishna is never thirsty. Number seven, whatever Krishna desires is perfectly lawful. And number eight, whatever Krishna decides cannot be changed by anyone. These are the eight transcendental qualities of Krishna. Besides this, Krishna is known as Yogeshvara. Krishna has all opulences or facilities of the mystic powers, such as Anima Siddhi, the power to become smaller than the smallest. As it is stated in Brahma Sanhita, Eko yasau rachayitung jagat anda koting, yach chaktir asti jagat anda chaya yad anta, andantarasta paramanu chayantarastang, govindam adi purusham tamahang vajami. Krishna has entered even within the atom. Andantarasta panamanu chayantarastam. And similarly, Krishna as Gavodakashayi Vishnu is within the gigantic universe. And Krishna is lying in the causal ocean as Mahavishnu in a body so gigantic that when he exhales, millions and trillions of universes emanate from his body. This is called Mahima Siddhi. Krishna also has the perfection of Laghima, for Krishna can become the lightest. As it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Gama Vishya Chabhutani, Dharayamyaham Ojasa. It is because Krishna enters within this universe and within the atoms that all the planets are floating in the air. That is the explanation of weightlessness. And Krishna also has the perfection of prapti. Krishna can get whatever he likes. Similarly, Krishna has the facility of ishita, controlling power. Krishna is called the supreme controller, Parameshwara. And in addition, Krishna can bring anyone under his influence. This is called Vashita. Therefore, Krishna is endowed with all opulences, transcendental qualities, and mystic powers. No ordinary living being can be compared to Krishna. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 28, Shad Aishvarya, Ashta Siddhi, and Ashta Guna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.